Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, July the 9th, 193rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the Executive Director of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mr. Tony Smithers.
Good afternoon, Brian.
That's the crowd.
They went wild.
Yeah, or there was a snooze. I'm not sure. This afternoon, we'll talk a little bit about the starting impacts of the Lodging Alliance. You may know it or think of it as the self-imposed surtax that a lot of that the lodging industry is doing within Humboldt County to help promote additional activities and additional economic development. So we'll talk a little bit about the early stages when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. But before we do, this quote comes from William Shakespeare.
I heard of him.
Unfortunately, he doesn't say which one of his plays or his sonnet. So, here we go. There is a tide in the affairs of men, which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries.
See, that was written for a marketer.
Yeah, it means Jed. Jump in the deep end, right?
But you have to know when to jump. That's the point.
Yeah, not at low tide. That doesn't quite do the same job for you. So the Lodging Alliance is kind of chunking along. You guys have got a couple pounds of dollars available. Starting to be able to play with the money yet?
Well, I don't know about the word play.
But oh, give me a break. You know it's fun. Fun is play. Play is fun. So.
Well, the really neat thing apart, because as we've talked about before, only some of the money is dedicated towards the actual destination marketing to partner up with the bureau and the public funds that we get from the cities and the county, mostly from Eureka. They set aside 25% of the assessment funds for basically, you could call it a grant program, but it's to fund other folks coming forward with ideas that will put heads in beds.
Kind of like Headwaters?
With a very specific, rather than the general economic development mantle, it's specifically putting heads in beds. So we have started to get people coming forward with their ideas, and some of them have been getting funded already.
Good. I know that was the big concern. Was it last month or the month preceding? Is that you guys hadn't received as much as you had thought and were concerned perhaps the word wasn't out or people were, less than persuaded that their project would be the one that would be selected.
Well, I think there's some confusion that people are surprised at how easy the process is. There's just a simple application. It's at the Lodging Alliance website, which is humboldtlodging.com. So as an example, I'm sure that you'd like to hear some examples here. The first project that was applied for and funded was from the Arcata Chamber of Commerce. What did they want to do? They wanted to extend their visitor center hours. I mean, what a great, basic, simple idea. Give people, you know, more resources to do visitor referrals, to refer hotels, refer things to do, tell people how to stay in the area longer. So for the Arcata committee that was voting on that, that was a very simple chance to say, yes, go ahead, here's the check.
And this, to refresh people's memories, Arcata votes for Arcata, Eureka for Eureka.
Yes, there's a committee a committee on the board of the hotels from each jurisdiction, and they're in charge of that 25% collected in their jurisdiction.
So that was applied for. Is there any, because it's kind of self-funded, if they like the feel of it, even if it doesn't necessarily result in anything, that's okay.
I think that, well, these are all business people. They're going to be looking for results.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. But there's no government interaction. There's no community interaction. It's a self-funded for that membership.
Right. And we're kind of inventing it as we go along. But so far, it's just a great way to build partnerships. And in some cases, like with the chamber, they're existing partnerships. But then we're also getting some new folks coming along with projects as well.
So if that was Arcata's first, has each jurisdiction or whatever the terminology is, each area represented, have they also had a funding or a successful project submittal?
Not all of them. The second one was actually from Fortuna. Again, it was the Chamber of Commerce which fronted the project. But in this case, it's a completely different kind of project.
Dog Park. Okay.
They put together funding from a variety of sources, some grant funds and some other places that were available to them. And they asked for some funds from the Lodging Alliance to just fill in the gaps on creating a dog park. Great idea. Pet travel is huge to provide the kind of facility where someone can know there's a safe, controlled place for them to exercise their pet is really making them a more visitor-friendly destination.
Now, when Regan was in... 2 weeks ago, I didn't get the sense that it was for visitors exclusively. Is that one of the conditions of the program or the application? Is this visitor serving exclusively?
No.
Is this a combination? How does that grade out?
The touchstone is, does it help us put heads in beds? If that is the mission of the Lodging Alliance and of the Visitors Bureau, too. It's all about increasing overnight stays in Humboldt County, because all the other desirable economic effects all boiled down after that.
So that's almost a non-mover if locals are able to benefit from it or not.
I've noted this before, and I'll say it again. Our own quality of life here in Humboldt County, from restaurants to attractions to the parks, is immeasurably increased by us being a visitor destination. We get to enjoy that stuff too.
Yeah, spinoff, isn't that what they call it? Of course, some people call it by more creative names than spinoff, but yeah, mutual beneficial. No, mutually beneficial, there we go.
Right, or unintended consequences, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I've been staying too close to the transmitter this afternoon.
There's a good side effect.
Come on, yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Now I'm in a sunshine for Humboldt. Recently, the Eureka Heritage Society named Bill Hole its Preservationist of the Year. For 17 years, he's led the renowned Historic Preservation and Restoration Technology Program at College of the Redwoods. Now, however, he's been told the college may not be able to afford to offer his classes next school year. While the program has a shortfall based solely on enrollment, Mr. Hole says that's not the full story. It's brought in more money than it costs to run, over $1 million from donated supplies, equipment and training sites, state grants and training agreements. He adds, "The type of training we do, integrating construction, rebuilding and revitalizing neighborhoods, is significant to Humboldt County. The intensive hands-on training prepares his students to fill the demand for specialists to work on restorations locally and throughout the country. See, our administrators should take off their green eye shades and see the big picture. This program is a valuable asset to our economy and culture." Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit association dedicated to the betterment of our communities.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, so with the Lodging Alliance and some of the revenues now that have been set aside and now are starting to fund some of these projects that you alluded to. Both are Chamber of Commerce that you've shared so far.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That kind of sounds a little tight-circled on that.
We're all the nonprofit agency.
Yeah. Circling outside with their claws open, waiting for something to be thrown at them. Yeah. Are there any private entities that have submitted successfully?
I can't say successfully yet because the decision hasn't been made. No one has been turned down. But some of the projects are being considered by, say, the Eureka Committee.
So there are some things in the pipeline that are a little bit more in keeping with what a lot of folks might have thought initially.
Certainly. And I'm just, you know, I don't think I want to put the pressure on those board members to mention what those projects are.
There are a couple of fine ones that are out there, though, that they should be approving halfway through.
As a matter of fact, there's some really impressive projects out there. So I'm excited to see what's going to come down the pike.
So what is the profile of the successful applicant? Is it somebody who's younger? Is it somebody who's older and experienced? Is it somebody who's hands-on? Is it somebody who's looking to expand in existing? What kind of, when you guys,
quick answer,
gals were working at it and trying to develop, okay, this is what we're kind of going after, what kind of parameters were put into place?
All of the above. Because I think there's no expectation as to who can put a decent project together, provided they meet the touchstone of putting heads in beds. The exciting thing is that it's not going to be the same old, you know, inner circle of economic development folks, or the kind of board members who do all the heavy lifting around here on whatever board they're sitting on. We're going to get some new folks coming in with their ideas and energy, and possibly with their connections to other resources that can be combined, leveraging this investment with that investment. We saw that at the dog park, for instance. And that's the exciting thing. So that we're increasing our marketing team. We're getting a lot more people on the same page, moving in that great direction of building the tourism industry here.
So would you suggest that there's still time for further applications to be made?
It's an ongoing process. There's no deadline per se.
When the money's out.
Okay, well, the Lodging Alliance, part of the assessment district, it's a five-year program. It's just had its first anniversary. So there's four more years to go. And God willing, and the quick don't rise, we're going to get it renewed at that point as well, if we can show that it's been a very successful way of building the tourism industry and putting heads in beds. So those funds for the what we call community tourism projects are going to be there for the coming 5 years, and hopefully into the indefinite future. It's built into the management district plan and the bylaws of the Lodging Alliances. That's how the resources are going to be allocated.
When you think of some of the potentials that are out there, I'm thinking of things that might be trendy but aren't necessarily, supported by analytical information. Does that matter? Or can the passion, do you sense from the meetings you've been in, the passion of the individual could carry the day?
Anyone who's been in a board meeting knows that an individual with passion can always carry the day, even without all the facts and figures. Passion is something that's always in short supply, and it's a compelling argument by itself.
So you don't necessarily need to have poundage and poundage and poundage of documentation in order to persuade the decision makers?
Sometimes, you know, especially if it's a more modest amount of money, I think that the board is going to be willing to throw it on the wall and see what sticks.
What is a serious amount of money? Is $100,000 for a project within the scope?
I can give you the scope of what the budgets are. We've calculated all along that the assessment, which is 2% of all hotel rooms and other overnight stays under 30 days, based upon the known traffic that we've had this last year or two, is going to be at least $1 million a year. It's looking like it's going to be more, but it's at least $1 million. So the part that's peeled off for the community programs is going to be $250,000 per year, of course, divided up into the various jurisdictions. Yes, Eureka's got the biggest pot because that's where half the rooms in the county are. You know, Arcata's got a good size pot, Fortuna's got a decent size, and then, you know, the county unincorporated is divided into three regions so that it's not...
You've got small pots.
Well, Southern Humboldt is not not insignificant either.
Oh, no, but in comparison to the others.
Right.
So, I'm glad you didn't use the other analogy that I was thinking of. I'll tell you about it during the break.
Yeah, because I'm not reading your mind on this one.
No, that's all right. That's more than okay. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Tony's.
You've got them during Burns Furniture's July Hot Buy Savings Event. Choose your new 7-piece living room group starting at just $899.95. In Burns Sleep Center, the new Serta Eye Comfort mattresses are the latest innovation. Or select your Englander mattress set in twin to king sizes. All with free local delivery and easy financing options. Hot Buys on furniture and appliances during July at Burns Furniture, 5th and G Streets in downtown Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. Tony now gets my weird humor yet again as I explain my reference. It's 3:35. Tony Smithers is alongside this afternoon. Tony, you mentioned about the Arcata Chamber expanded hours, Fortuna with the dog park.
Right.
Any projects in the other jurisdictions that have been
green-lighted,
accepted, authorized, paid for?
Yeah, we had an accepted project proposal in Ferndale, again, from the Chamber of Commerce, which is a very proactive marketing entity as well as a normal chamber there. And those of you who drive up and down Highway 101 at various points might have noticed the billboards that Ferndale has on the freeway. Those have been very successful in pulling people off the highway and bringing them into the Victorian Village. So the Lodging Alliance approved their request to spiff up, update, maintain their billboard presence on the highway.
What if the billboard guys had come to you?
I mean, that's probably...
Would that have been received as kindly?
I don't know. I think that the key to this program is it's not some sort of internal good old boys club. It's really open to anybody who can put heads in beds. So I think any source would be given a fair hearing.
So anything that will keep people around 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours? Where's that magic point, as Tony the tourist ace, of people staying wherever they are for an overnight? A two-meal cycle, I guess,
right,
is what it would have to be.
I think really we can look at a 2 or 3 hour experience as being enough to trap them in the county for a night, just in terms of, are they going to drive to Crescent City? You know, are they going to drive to Ukiah or Redding? You know, really, if we can give them an experience which slows them down for 2 or 3 hours, then I think we have them for an extra night.
At the state parks or Redwood National Park or an interpretive or anything like that that would seem to be really logical and easy to put together because they got the people.
They're all eligible. Even a city government would be eligible. Anyone who wants to play this game.
But nobody stepped up yet.
Right. I mean, I think people are working on things, but yeah.
$250 million, roughly, sum total annually.
Annual, right.
For all these different. What do you folks project as your awards? $10,000, $5,000, something in that neighborhood? Is that so that there's enough to be able to either have a corpus for a big project or to have enough different tentacles out there being able to make things come together?
Well, the fact that it's divided up by jurisdiction means that there's going to be little tentacles out there. I mean, the Eastern Humboldt is one of the divisions of the county, which has a pretty small pot to play with. But it, you know, they could do some things at their visitor center. They could put on a new event. You know, they can do little things like that.
Or just, you know, maybe publicize Bigfoot Days.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, it could be something as
they
simple
could
as
throw
that.
throw an ad into Reading or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas in Eureka, if that money was left to accumulate, there could be some serious, and then if that then is used as leverage for other funds that might be out there, whether, you know,
matching funds of some
matching
sort,
Caltrans, you know, whatever, then a serious project could be performed that would really impact the visitor experience.
So 3 hours is kind of the goal.
I think 2 to 3 hours is a good target. It's not that you have to open your own theme park. It means that you just have to provide a substantial visitor experience of some sort or another.
Or have folks take advantage of what currently exists.
Right.
Is there, you know, at the 5 year mark, is there a formal review process, or is this going to be more of intuition, a sense that it's working?
I, as the administrator for the Lodging Alliance, I know that I'll be asked to provide some sort of calculation as to the return on investment, and that's more than reasonable.
Do you have I almost used a government word. No, I won't say it. Sounds like a cube, but it's not quite like, anyway. Do you have a standard that's in place right now to be able to start measuring as, let's say, the dog park opens in a couple of months, as the hours are extended in Arcata? Because I wouldn't think that anybody's going to say, by golly, yes, because the visitor center in Arcata or the chamber was open an extra half hour, I saw it, and we found something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it does exist, I have no idea how you'd be able to find that person to get that information or to get that letter written or that email sent. So can you do it objectively?
Yes.
I guess is the question.
Yes. You can put a number on anything. I mean, we may not know what
cost effectively, let me say it.
We may not know what the individual visitor might have done or not done because of that extra opportunity. But we can count the number of extra people we talked to because we extended the hours there, for example. So
during those 2 hours, you can track how many times the door opened and closed.
Exactly.
So you would do it that way rather than looking at existing lodging reservations and how many added another day as another way of looking at that, if the beds are kind of the baseline reference.
Well, if I could think of a way to track that backwards to their visit to a visitor center, I mean, which can be done with coupons and that kind of, you know, strategy, but there comes to be a, as you alluded to earlier, there is a certain amount of feel good to the programs, and I think that if people just see activity, and that the tide is lifting the boats, then
it's a double boat reference so far in this show. People are going to start to understand where your passion is.
It is that season.
Yeah. Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:43. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions, 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass, 7 p.m. Spanish Mass, and on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:46. We're back Talking Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, the whole concept of the Lodging Alliance sounds like it's rolling in the direction that you were hoping it, even though it's only in the first year. What do you project? Is this thing going to snowball? Is this thing going to stay kind of the size that it is, as it is? Does it become unwieldy if it becomes too large?
I don't think it's going to become too large because it's circumscribed by the numbers of hotels we have, by the length of period that it's set for until it's renewed, and by the fact that the marketing side of it. We've been talking all about the community funding side of it. The marketing side of it, which is the larger part of the pie, is just getting going. We spent the first year in assessment and research and market research and talking to agencies and figuring out what do we want to do, because the last thing we wanted to do was to just keep throwing money out there doing the same thing we've always been doing and expecting the same result, you know. So that was clearly a key demand of the Lodging Alliance and other stakeholders as well. And that's why I like the quote you started this program with, that there is a tide in the affairs of men, and I think that we're nearing the crest of that tide, in that the resources are finally there for us to really break out of the crowd of competitors that we have that are selling rural California destinations, primarily to a Bay Area Sacramento market. That's 3/4 of our market right there.
Is there enough capacity for this to really be successful? I know you got a couple of facilities coming online here pretty quickly.
We got a couple of facilities coming online. You know, the new Holiday Inn Express in Eureka is going to be huge.
So does that then motivate everybody, or does that just build capacity in so as these projects become successful and you start to feel those waves hit the shore, you can handle it?
We're growing because we're growing. The growth in capacity does follow growth in demand. It's not the other way around. So that's a very good sign. If you see new building happening, that means something good has been happening. Someone's doing something right. But the real answer to your question is, it's all about July and August. We are 96%+ full in July and August. We're not talking about marketing in those periods. Year round, our occupancy is something more like 63%, which means there's 37% empty rooms to grow.
Yeah.
37%. You know, if $50 million is 63%, I don't know. There's another umpty millions of dollars out there ready for in capacity that we have to fill before we even worry about building new capacity.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this thing hits the ground and keeps going. Thanks for the update.
Pleasure to be here.
We've been talking shop with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon with more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.